Storm, please take our spirit away. Thunder flash in the darkness. Who told the earth not I'm a dark man? Someone's gotta fight this force of nature's war with pity. I take it to my canine world, a home beneath the city. My love was born to come to this earth, to stop this fight with power. Oh, where are you, my dear? I have known I'm the dark man. Be biting far beneath my mask of hate, and love will jump out fighting. I'll never know what you do with no power under my heart.
Travolta, pretty movie making ladies, boy. I don't tease up no cute kind of pencil thin mustache and tweak out my brows and nose hairs. I gotta kiss her like a rhino, dig in the room at the toughest bars. I got veins in my face like a wino, got lots of cuts and scars. See, I'm ugly. Squeezing old fencing down from the seaman shoulders to the mashed up gutter cut knees, ugly. I got hair on my back like a waterfall, rattled head like a slab of beef. Got teeth out my mouth like a bulldog. I got leathery gums underneath. I'm real ugly. I'm talking flat out, scare me a buzzard off a gut wagon. Covered at each feet ugly. Bear stomp through the park on a Sunday. Mother's cover up a baby's eyes. When I crash on into the cafe, people choke on their cottage fries. Cause I'm ugly. I don't bother getting all decked out in no nifty continental suit. I don't bother dragging me no bristle brush across my unruly waxy hair. What's the use? You might be walking your delicate honey down a moonlit path one night and watch a scunch up a dinky little baby doll face, watch her bleached out hair turn white. That's me she's looking at. I ain't got no need for small talk. I ain't got no autograph house. No Valentine's jammed up my mailbox. No pesky friends around. See, I'm ugly. I'm talking hatchet face, puffy lips, zit squeezing, offensive. Down from the seaman's shoulders to the mashed up gutter cut knees. Ugly.
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now? Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful, it's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpy machine. You're pitiful, it's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest, while you're playing Halo. No one's classier than you. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Loser. You're pitiful. It's true. You don't. Rather play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom and you're 42. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
All right, good morning and a very sincere good evening or good afternoon to you, whoever you might be, whyever you found yourself in this position. You're stuck here. You might as well make the best out of it. My name is KBC. I'll be your host, and this is The Bit Slap, a grab bag edition of The Bit Slap, where we go tiptoeing through the tulips of your mind and find things you weren't sure were there before. We started this set with Separate Ways from the Crazy Dream Band. It sounded like an old single, but it wasn't. That was, fairly recent, I guess, probably a couple of years old. A band from Baltimore, the Crazy Dreams Band. The Monument and Dog Man, that certainly sounded old. Johnny Meeskite, Ugly, Old and Ugly. That comes from, the mid to late 80s. And Weird Al Yankovic, "You're Pitiful" is send up of "You're Beautiful." And I don't know who did "You're Beautiful." I could care less. All I know is that he did not give Weird Al permission to do that. So Al could not include it on an album. Pity. But I managed to find it on the internet, and there it is. And hope you hated it as much as I did. And as much as Al probably did, because he's not making any money off of it. So, okay, so I'm back from Maine. I'm ready for another season of Bitslap Merriment with your mind in mind. We were there for a little over a week, went to all kinds of cool places, found out where we want to live. We'd like to live in the Rockland area. All we got to do now is sell our house. It's up to the house sale gods now. But we like Port Clyde. We liked Owl's Head. Owl's Head has a cool lighthouse, and you can hear the foghorn all around you all night long. That's where I want to live. So, okay. So, we're back, though, and even moving is not going to change anything. I'll be here with you pretty much every week with the Bitslap, and we'll just see what we will see, won't we now? So, okay, we will continue with the grab bagness of it all, and bringing it out. The Lionel Hampton Band, for you. Oops, they're done.
We'll be right back. knees a week. I glutz my slushy drink. Yeah, my new lady, she's my a man that shapes her life. Oh, well, I'm hell and hot. I'm in love. I'm sure all the yeah. Friends say I'm no one that can't seem as long as me. True, I might get on your feet. Bitchin' like a man as a boy tree. Inside a shoe, but I'm in love. I'm sure all the please don't hide when I try to speak. Ask me what's the body of my little legs feel. If I jiggle like a love on the phone, my mind gets tired. I'm the only one but cut. I'm proud to say I'm my hero for this badly. My heart beats so it scares me to death. Got a lingo when you have a bottle of man on a feet. I'm told the ones are well, my hand is cut. Why does a bloody like a house that's low? Who do you think I'm in love? I'm sure all the I'm sure all the
his old Winnebago was a sitting in a pasture. Must have paid some farmer to park it there overnight. The sign said mystic psychic, palm reader, and fortune teller. And he predicted that I hit the road until I handed in my five. Then he sat there all cross-legged with that turban on his head, talking to a crystal ball made by Corningware. And Maharishi, get rich quickie, rubbed his beard and said, I predict that the following will come to pass this year. Silicones in, cigarettes banned, Travolta lopes, laser guns, Roots number five, Super Bowl tie, disco's old, slow dancing's fun, UFOs, inflation grows, OJ quits, and Amy Carter fails, Fonzie streaks, secrets leak, BG split, Nixon jailed. Well, I looked at him in his one glass eye and said, Maharishi, is all this bound to happen just like you say it can? And that old Swami winked at me and nodded, absolutely, but the best was yet to come, so I shelled out another 10. Prince Charles engaged, the Queen enraged, Sinatra slug and gas goes up, acne cured, the Beatles tour, White House bug, Jackie in love, Bear Bryant wins, a dollar K's in, Manson freed, Liz gets dropped, Carson fired, Cosell hired, Donnie hits Marie and the budget chopped. Well, as I left, somehow I felt the whole scene made no sense. So I looked back and I said, you better not be a ripoff, Joe. And he stopped counting long enough to holler, there's no chance. But just in case, that's why these wheels are on this Winnebago. He said, come back and see me when you got some more money there, hillbilly. Here's an extra one just for you. Dolly poses nude, Democrats lose, Billy Beer flops, water dime. Sean gets braces, strikes at Macy's, new heart throb, crack down on crime. Life on Mars, electric cars, Yank sign rolls, the pill for men. Primetime sex, Andretti Rex, tax revolt, test tube twins. That old Swamy took me for $15. Pull out my Barlow knife and carve him a new nose.
I'm a football player. I've never endorsed a cigarette before. They all seem pretty much alike. But here's a new cigarette. Spud. The new Spud. What a cigarette. New Spud comes in a crush-proof flip-top box. See? Real handy. New Spud has a filter, and a darn good filter. But other cigarettes have filters. The important thing about this new Spud is the flavor. Great tobaccos and a light touch of cooling menthol. This new Spud gives you a fresh taste in your mouth, like the smoke was air-conditioned. I've tried to write out what I feel about the new Spud. Spud freshens the smoke, something wonderful. How about that? Spud freshens the smoke, something wonderful. Try new Spud. There's something wonderful.
In Northern California, where the ponderosa grow, where the mountain touches heaven with its perfect cloak of snow, there lived a man who took a stand to win his homeland back. His native name was Quintipush, but they called him Cap'n Jack. Cap'n Jack, he beat the army, overcame the cavalry, just like David and Goliath, he'll go down in history. The Modoc lived in harmony for centuries untold, with earth and wind and sky and sea and heat and bitter cold. They understood the earth was good but could not comprehend the white man's greed and endless need, and all to no good end. Cap'n Jack, he beat the army, cannonballs and powder kegs made the soldiers run like hound dogs with their tails between their legs. Back east, the people heard the news, how Cap'n Jack's small band, though cornered in the lava caves, refused to leave their lands. While hungry, cold, and destitute, afraid for their bloodlines, their faces proudly graced the front page of the New York Times. Cap'n Jack, he beat the army, long will be the story told, how the light of love and courage far outshone the lust for gold.
Frontier Psychiatrist. This program is respectfully dedicated to those brave pioneers, the frontier psychiatrists who brought mental health to the West. The scene, the office of Dr. Tex Rorschach, frontier psychiatrist.
And so, madam, I want you to go back to the reservation and tell your husband he can walk if he wants to. It's all in his mind, purely psychosomatic. Your husband can walk if he wants to. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Sitting Bull. Interesting case. She could use a little treatment, too. She's got a 40-pound papoose on her back. Oh, nurse.
Yes, Dr. Rocha?
Any more appointments today?
Let's see. Wyatt Earp is in at 3.
Yeah.
Bat Masterson at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Maverick is coming in at 5.
Maverick, very interesting case. Acute paranoia. Persecution complex. Thinks Ed Sullivan is out to get him. Now, nurse, I would like to... What is the shooting? Himmel!
Doctor! Doctor!
Oh, hello, Sheriff. You're just in time for your appointment. Come in and lie down on the couch.
No time, Doc. We're in for a peck of trouble. The Ringo Kid just pulled into town.
The Ringo Kid?
Yeah, the dirtiest, rottenest killer north of the Rio Grande. Well, he's a murdering outlaw.
Please, Sheriff, how many times have I told you there are no such things as outlaws? Just problem cowboys.
I tell you, he's a killer. He came into town this morning and shot my deputy.
Now, just a minute. I just saw your deputy. I talked to him.
Did he answer you?
Come to think of it, no. Thought it was some kind of mental block.
Well, I'm telling you, Doc.
Someone, what?
Galloping coyotes. It's Buck. He's been shot.
He got me. The Ringo Kid got me.
Oh, you've got to do something about that cough. It's just nerves, you know. Just nerves, nerves.
Where is he now, Buck?
He's in the saloon.
Maybe. Maybe it's heartburn. Are you a compulsive eater? Lie down and start at the beginning and tell me whatever comes into your mind. Now, what do you think about girls?
No, 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 Doc. He's been shot, Doc. And the Ringo Kid did it.
Oh, well, then I'll go into the saloon after him.
Wait a minute, Doc. That's dangerous.
Sheriff, I am a frontier psychiatrist, and that boy needs therapy. Thus, where's my notebook and pencil?
In your holster.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But, Doc, you can't go in there. I tell you, he's vicious.
He's not vicious.
Well, what would make a man shoot people in the back?
Poor toilet training. Who knows? Now, if you'll excuse me, please.
Be careful, I must go. Doctor, please be careful. You know how I feel about you.
I told you before, nurse, I'm just your father image. Now go and finish the slipcovers for the couch, and please.
All right, listen to me now. I'm the Ringo Kid. I'm a ring-tailed Rannigazoo. I'm the shootin'est, fightin'est buckaroo in the West. Anybody want to take me on?
No. No. Oh, no!
All right, I'll tell you what. Line up, you guys. Now, when I count three, go for your guns. One, two, three. You gotta be quicker than that. Hey, did you see that stranger?
Yeah! Oh.
I don't like witnesses. All right, piano player, let's have a tune.
Howdy, Ringo Kid.
Huh? Who are you?
Dr. Tex Rorschach, frontier psychiatrist. Have couch, will travel.
What?
Now, what seems to be your problem?
Problem? I got an itchy trigger finger.
Oh, that's not my field. Try a dermatologist.
Wait a minute. Just what do you want?
I want to help you.
Aha! I got you figured. Just a cheap analyst trying to make a reputation. All right, start dancing, head shrinker.
Poor Ringo Kid. You're just an angry little boy lashing out at the world with your six gun.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, a textbook case. Wait till I write the boys in Vienna, they'll flip.
All right, you asked for it.
You're insecure, aren't you?
What?
You're full of frustrations and aggressive hostility, and it's all an artificial barrier to mask your inhibitions and your massive inferiority complex.
You trying to tell me I'm crazy?
Oh, please, Ringo. We don't use words like crazy anymore. Let me simply say you are suffering from a traumatic dislocation of your emotional processes.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
All right.
You're Meshuggah.
All right. All right, you can talk to my gun. Who are you laughing at?
That's not a gun.
It isn't?
Of course not. It's a symbol.
A symbol?
A symbol of your inability to cope with reality. Now give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now the other symbol?
Here.
You're a good man, Ringo, and I can bring out that goodness.
You can?
All you have to do is talk it out. Now, lie down on the bar. Well,
all right, doctor.
Now, tell me, Ringo, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
I don't hate my horse.
Ah, well, does your horse hate you?
But why should my horse hate me?
Well, you sit on him, you make him live in a stable, you feed him oats. Don't you think it logical that the beast should harbor some resentment?
Well, I never thought about
that.
Ah,
you see, you got the rejected horse, and they're the worst kind. Let's talk about your childhood. Did you have a happy childhood?
Well, I guess so.
Did anything unusual happen to you as a child?
Well, let me think. Oh yeah, when I was 8 years old, my home ran away from me.
You mean you ran away from home?
No, my home ran away from me. We lived in a covered wagon and I fell out.
Aha! Ringala, ringala. I think I've solved your problem. Your hostility to everyone is a manifestation of rejection. You have hallucinations that people don't like you, and that's why you shoot them. If you act friendly to them, they'll act friendly to you.
You mean if I like them, they're gonna like me?
Siggy Freud couldn't have put it better.
Doctor, how can I ever thank you?
You can pay me. I don't want to feel rejected. No.
From now on, I'm gonna love everybody.
That's it.
Hello, bartender. Glad to see you.
Howdy.
Hey, hi there, friend. Please. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, here comes the sheriff. Hello there, sheriff. Glad to see you. Oh.
Sheriff, why did you shoot that well-adjusted cowpoke?
I don't know. I just shot him. Something came over me, Doc.
I see. Give me that symbol.
Here you are.
Now lie down on the bar. Tell me, when did you first discover you hated your horse?
I don't hate my horse.
Well, does your horse hate you?
About rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on a morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La da da dee da da doo, la da 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 doo dee da doo.
Sing you a little lullaby. That'll put you to sleep.
It's probably
okay?
Not a lullaby.
Sweet little
it's
lullaby.
Probably rock and roll.
Well, the jungle at night is a sight to see. You got the big ape and his old family jumping around from tree to tree, checking out the territory. They go booga, 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 booga. Black leopard is lurking around, his ears are perked, and he's checking the sound, scanning his eyes out through the trees. Maybe a little chimpanzee hears the jiggy-jiggy bird is sitting in his nest, he's checking it out like all the rest, but he's got his eye upon the stars, wondering just how far is Mars. He goes, ooh, 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 crazy hyena is howling at the moon. He's the court jester, the jungle buffoon.
snickering away at the Azure Dome, and then he licks his chops and he chews on his bone. He goes, yuck, 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 yuck. And the alligator wears a malicious grin as he asks for a sucker on a midnight swim. Then a thirsty monkey comes down for a drink and he snaps away for eternity. He goes, ah! Well, the big ape gives a boogah, and the leopard gives a roar, and the dookie dookie bird goes a ooh, ooh, the hyena goes a ooh. The rest they join right in, and they do the Congo mambo, and you ought to hear that rocket's din. They go boogah, 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 hi, Mommy.
All right, I'd say it's time for a well-deserved break, wouldn't you? After that last one. Well, relax. Put your feet up, smoke them if you got them, and leave it to me. We heard from The Move to start that one off, an alternate version of Do Ya from The Move. Not to be confused with the Electric Light Orchestra. Please, don't do that. You versus Elvis shook all up. No explanation necessary for that. I believe that was part of Ken Friedman's 60-second mix project. Following that, Roger Hallmark and the Maharishi, one of those silly country exploitation songs. The Space Lady from Seattle, Captain Jack. Wayne Schuster, 60s Tonight Show type comedians, the Frontier Psychiatrist. Preston Maki Wamsley, and Oh My God, A Double Rainbow, and I'll post the video to that up. It's kind of funny. You know where that came from. The less I say about it, the better. Sad Kermit following that, The Rainbow Disconnection. James Brown from Nancy Dupree and Dennis Quaid, The Jungle. That came right off of a movie that sank straight to the bottom, it didn't go straight to video because I saw it on cable. And don't ask me why I recorded that, but there it was, The Jungle from Dennis Quaid from a movie called Tough Enough. He was a, was it Tough Enough? I'm not sure now. He played a guitar slinger who fought a lot and, had issues and warmed the heart of his son through silly songs like that. Okay? It's all you need to know. Now you don't got to go see it. So, another service we provide here for you at the Bits Lab. So, we will continue now with more of the grab bag. And that's about all I got to say about it. Enjoy if you can. If not, just wait a few minutes. It'll be over soon. And you can put your seats back in the upright position. Hang in there. I know you can do it.
Can I have another dime for the jukebox?
Dingle dangle, doll.
I know, I love you. I know, I want you so.
Well, the note's around. Let's pound the ground.
You mean you want to dance with me?
Your blip has hit my radar screen.
You're so romantic, honestly.
I know. That I feel about you will always keep my heart aglow.
Erase the space. Give me some face.
You mean you want to kiss me now?
without you.
This is my week for togetherness.
I know.
Wow.
Know what, Dal?
No. What?
You flip me.
Me too.
I'll follow you as sure as day.
Come on, let's wing it.
I'm winging.
I'm charged.
I'm vibrating.
Oh.
Then wrong or right, I must be true. I know I'll never leave you.
Do, 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 do.
What's more, I'll never let you go.
Cookie, you're my jukebox Romeo.
I'll buy that. And you're my Julie.
Don't say you care unless you do.
I've lost my heart and comb to you.
I know.
Cookie, am I Ginchy?
That's for squares, baby. You're the skizziest.
Everybody's dancing. Cheek to cheek romance. But that ain't in my groove. 'Cause I dig music that makes me wanna move. Let your arms frail. Move your torso, only more so. Come over here, little sister. Come here, man. Come on and dance with the lone twister. Round and around and around and around. I think you got it, baby. Round and around 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 we go. Everybody's coolin'. Ah, but I'm just refueling. I don't dig that soul jive. 'Cause I want music that makes me feel alive. But keep your cool. Stay in your place. No hand holding it, sister. Now when you dance with the lone twister, just round and around 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 we go. Getting dizzy, honey? That's what I like. Round and around 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 we go. Everybody's gliding. Slipping and sliding. Been waiting for an hour. And I'm tired of sitting around like an old wallflower. Make my hair stand, man. Make my teeth click, chick. Come over here, all you little sisters. Come here. Come on and dance with the lone twister. Round and around and around. This time and make bigger circles. Round and around 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 and around
my way.
pennies in a piggy bank, so I can shut down that big old tank. When she sees my Ferrari, where she's gonna flip?
Oh, my Ferrari, oh, my Ferrari.
Now she'll tell that other guy that he's a drip.
Oh, my Ferrari, oh, my Ferrari.
Now she'll hop in and we'll take a ride, and I'll be the king of the countryside. My new Ferrari's really gonna score, with that V12 engine and a 5 on the floor.
Oh, my Ferrari, oh, my Ferrari. Oh, my Ferrari, oh, my Ferrari.
This old town has ever seen my little Ferrari, where she looks so fine. That little woman is mine, all mine. In my Ferrari.
Go, go, Ferrari. Go, go, Ferrari.
My Ferrari.
Go, go, Ferrari. Go, go, Ferrari.
My Ferrari.
Let's bowl a game and keep ourselves in trim. Watch your aim, for here is fun and everyone is in to bowl their frame.
A strike!
Hooray!
This game will pay, for this is a happy day. So meet your friends and join them in the roll. Let's bowl, let's bowl, let's bowl.
Let me talk to you, baby.
need another man. I said, no, no, baby, you're driving me crazy now. You're driving me out of my mind. But you're driving me wild, baby. No, no, baby, I just can't stand it no longer, baby. She's a rolling maniac.
She tried to make the swinging city scene, and now there's not a place that Polly hasn't been. Polly, pretty, pretty Pollyanna, pretty, pretty Pollyanna, pretty Polly got ya.
Critical mass tonight. Well, when we get together, clear away the crowd. There won't be nothing left except a mushroom-shaped cloud. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Well, your kisses do things to me in oh so many ways. I feel them going through me, all those gamma-gamma rays. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. I kissed you, baby, that evening in the park. I lost my hair and eyebrows, and my teeth shine in the dark. Radioactive mama, treat me right. Radioactive mama, we'll reach critical mass tonight. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, when they drop that bomb. Crawl out through the fallout with the greatest of aplomb.
When your white count's getting higher, hurry, don't delay. I'll hold you close and kiss those radiation burns away. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms. Through the rain of strontium 90. Think about your hero when you're at ground zero, and crawl out through the fallout back to me. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, you know what I mean. Crawl out through the fallout, 'cause they said this bomb was clean. If you cannot find the way, just listen for my song. I'll love you all your life, although that may not be too long. Crawl out through the fallout, baby, to my loving arms, while those ICBMs keep us free. When you hear me call out, baby, kick the wall out and crawl out through the fallout back to me. 'Cause you'll be the only girl in the world. Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me? Why don't you crawl out through the fallout back to me?
Down in Chinatown, there I sat in a Chinese hat with black men, yellow and brown. Pinky Blee Blue said, quietness please, Packy Packy Poo will sing. And music bright and gay in an oriental way was played by Ling Ling Fling. Chanky Chewy sat next to me, smoking his long pipe. To me he said, it's winter time, as your nose is red and ripe. Blinky Blinky Blue said, order please, then he shouted with a strain, my friend is Packy Woo, I'm so pleased to tell you, we'll start to sing again.
Thank you.
Oh, shucks. It's just a playlist. I don't need that much of a fanfare. Relatively easy, actually. This one involved Cookie, Ed Cookie Burns, and the Mary Kay Trio. That was Cookie's love song. And I believe that came out of a collaboration between Cookie and the Mary Kay Trio. Mary Kay Trio was responsible for many sales ditties for Mary Kay Cosmetics. And as I remember it, they were all dragged out of their limousine and beaten senseless. And that put a stop to that. After that, Murray the K. That's right. Mr. Murray the K himself, the Lone Twister. You've probably heard that before. Deserves another spin. The Outsiders after that. Go, Go, Ferrari. Remember The Outsiders? Time Won't Let Me. That was pretty much their only hit, but that was Go, Go, Ferrari. I don't see a Ferrari on a racetrack out there in the middle of the California desert. Do you? No, it's fun to think about. And then a couple bowling songs. That's right. Only here would you hear a couple bowling songs. You heard Bobby Mills and Let's Bowl. And then Jimmy Soul. My baby loves to bowl. Mitch Friedman, friend of the station there. That was Polly. Pretty Polly. Rock. Sheldon Allman. Two from him. From his album, I think it might have been his only album, Songs for the 21st Century or something like that. Radioactive Mama and Crawl Out Through the Fallout. Sheldon did not have a very optimistic view of the 21st century, and it probably is fitting that he died during the 20th century, as far as I know. He could still be with us, for all I know. I don't know. That came from the 60s. One of those self-actualized poets who made his own songs. There was a lot of them back then, including people like Lenny Bruce. He did a lot of songs. And then George Van Dusen, the Yodeling Chinaman from the 40s, I guess. And that does it for me. And we'll be back next week with more stuff for you that you shouldn't be listening to. Coming up, your mystery tune, a very unusual pairing of two. I don't want to use the word talents. Let's say talent and his sidekick or his partner for the day. Get you wondering about that. I'll be back next week, like I said, with more stuff. I'm saying it again. I'll say it again. I'll be back next week with more stuff. I'll see you here. I'll see you there. I'll see you wherever you want to be seen. Later.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
get you through. Laugh along, even though they're laughing at you and the stupid things that you do, cause you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out, cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere left to go, you're amazed that they exist. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you.
And dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.